Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ignition sequence start.
Counting down the day's top stories.
5, 4.
This is the Triple Threat, top 5 at 5, with Sean and Rich. Presented by NorthsideLexus.com on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
He's number 5.
We begin the top 5 at 5 with a look back at last night's Thursday night game, because there is an injury coming out of it that fantasy owners and, football fans alike will be interested in. The Cincinnati Bengals moved to 2-0 on the young season. Oddly enough, the same score they beat the Colts by in week one, they beat the Ravens by last night, 34-23. Andy Dalton looked really good, especially in the first half. 3 touchdowns with A.J. Green in the first half. And Joe Mixon had 84 yards last night. The Ravens made a run at the Bengals in Cincinnati last night. They'd cut the game to 28-23 with the football. Joe Flacco was stripped of the ball, fumble forced, and that was pretty much it. The Ravens moved to 1-1 on the season. The big news coming out of the game is running back Joe Mixon is going to undergo a procedure to remove a small particle in his knee that was dislodged on Thursday night. A source told ESPN's Adam Schefter. He had 84 yards on 21 carries last night for the Bengals. What do you think of the Cincinnati Bengals so far, John?
I thought they came from behind to beat the Colts in Indy. I thought that was impressive. And Baltimore has been awful on the road since they won the Super Bowl. I think I tweeted somebody today. They have just been terrible. And there's Matt. We've been waiting for Matt to get here. It's about time you showed up.
Yeah. Pizza Lovino in the house. Yeah.
And so it's too early to make a judgment on the Bengals.
Yeah.
I don't expect either team to make the playoffs.
How big is this Mixon injury? It's only a couple of weeks, but Mixon's a pretty big part of what they like to do offensively.
He is, and he's a good receiver as well. So, yeah, I don't know what they said, a couple of weeks. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
Could be 3 weeks, could be a month. So, but so many teams have injuries, and that's the thing. Texans have already lost 2 starters, but they've they still have retained their key players, so it's going to happen, and it's too bad that the game has become such it's attrition.
Yeah,
I think
yes,
they should make
war of attrition.
The salary cap should be more, because you've got to pay players. You got to get good backup players. You just do. Young and cheap is not going to make the game better.
What happened to – I saw C.J. Mosley get carted
off last night. Yes, I was just about to go to that. I think that right there is going to play such a big part in Baltimore's defense down the stretch. Now, I'm not as high on Baltimore as I was.
Is he out for the year?
I'm not sure.
I don't think they've said.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think they said.
He got carted off. It didn't look good.
But based on the look, he's definitely not going to be playing next week.
Right.
Let's just go ahead and put it like that.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't think much of anybody in that division other than Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Cincinnati, we see how they came out a couple years ago. Andy Dalton looked like a
they just played number 4.
Oh.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. We're on to number 4.
And here is number 4.
Here's number 4, yeah. Stanford, did you play any – I just asked you if you played games in New England in the previous segment. Did you ever play at Buffalo when you were in the league?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Thank God it was never in the cold.
Did you – okay. Ted used to say that Buffalo was the place he least liked to play. Even when it was warm, he said Orchard Park, you're driving through a neighborhood, it's terrible.
Just like how it is in Green Bay.
Right. The Bills fans are insane. They're maniacs. And we know they call themselves Bills Mafia.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. We also know that they do a thing they like to call table slamming before games. John, when the Texans have gone to Buffalo, you ever walk through the parking lot to see some table slamming?
No, I saw the table slam this week in which the idiot jumped down and it didn't work out. He ended up coming down on his back. It's amazing he didn't get paralyzed.
Yeah. Well, Fans tailgating at Bills games this season could now face criminal charges or be ejected for table slamming, a practice of jumping into and breaking plastic folding tables popularized by viral videos in recent years. The Bills and Erie County Sheriff's Office have made it a point of emphasis to police the table slamming this season, although rules against the activity have already existed as part of the team's code of fan conduct at New Era Field. The Bills said Thursday there were a record low number of fan incidents last season of table slamming. If I may say, by all due respect, for those of us in the content generation business, if the Bills Mafia can't table slam anymore, then what is life?
Yeah,
They got to have a reason to go because they have the worst team in football. It was only, three years ago Rex Ryan was there. They were on the cover of Sports Illustrated. It was the dawn of a new era, and it turned about a new E-R-R-O-R.
Yep.
Here's number three.
Ben Roethlisberger was a full participant in Friday's practice, and several teammates said they expect him to play Sunday at home against the Kansas City Chiefs. We were talking about injuries and bullet point number five. Actually, we were kind of at number four, too. It's just Bills fans getting injured, slamming through tables. Back to players. Ben Roethlisberger missed Wednesday and Thursday practices with a right elbow bruise. Nasty hit he took in that Cleveland game on his elbow, and the team listed him as questionable on Friday's injury report. John, the Steelers, I feel like a tie to the Browns is like a loss,
loss.
In week one. Is that
no doubt about it.
Your
yes.
Steeler compadre. Are your Cleveland friends looking at it like a win for the Browns?
They thought when you get, six turnovers and you're plus five in turnover ratio, you shouldn't be having a tie. They feel like they lost, even though it's the first time since 04 they have not been winless after one game.
Isn't that incredible?
And the bright spot for the Steelers, of course, was James Conner looked like Le'Veon Bell as a runner and receiver. But I saw a story this week by Ed Bouchette of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette about Roethlisberger home and away, and he is much better.
Night and day.
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. The Steelers take on the Chiefs this week, and the Chiefs coming off that big win against the Chargers. Patrick Mahomes. It's kind of weird. Trip out to the West Coast and then trip back out into Steeler country. I know the Chiefs look good in week one. That's a tough scenario, though, going on the road twice, which the Texans are having to do here.
But it's a little different because, as I've told you guys multiple times, I would never pick the Chargers because they have no home field advantage.
True, that is true.
If every other team in the league played every game on the road, would you pick them? No, and they had a crowd of about 26,000.
Yeah.
And all the pictures showed a sea of red, a miniature Arrowhead Stadium, and the Chiefs beat them up. There will not be a sea of red at Heinz Field.
No, there won't. Not at all.
Number two.
We're seeing some orange and blue and other colors start
sea
to
of orange and blue.
Pour into Little Woodrow's down here in Edo. That's because the Astros are back in action tonight after an off day yesterday. After a little road trip, they're back at home. A little interleague action tonight. They take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. Robbie Ray pitching for the visitors. It'll be Dallas Keuchel, who has been, 11-10 on the season, 3.59 ERA. I don't think tells the whole story.
No.
Keuchel's been their best pitcher, John, over the last month and a half or so.
The tale of two halves after that terrible start. Wasn't he like 2-8?
Mm-hmm. He was,
and
yeah.
Now he's been the most consistent over the last couple of months. I was listening to MLB radio today, and their experts who were former players said they still think the Astros are the best team in baseball, better even than the Red Sox. And everything they said, I think people in Houston would not disagree, and it started with the starting pitching and the relief pitching, and then the fact Correa had done squat since he came back.
That's incredible.
Altuve's been hurt off and on, and yet they continue to win except for one bad stinking call in Boston. They would have swept the Red Sox.
You didn't like that, huh, John?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either. It was a laughable play. It was a laughable play. By the way, you mentioned that the Astros, despite all the things that have, they feel like they've you mentioned Correa, Altuve missed a bunch of time, Springer missed some time. There's certain guys have been up and down this year. Jeff Luhnow's done, a really great job of rebuilding that bullpen. That bullpen they go into the playoffs with might look almost completely different than the one they went into the playoffs with last year. FanGraphs is a website that calculates the percentage chance of each team winning the World Series. The Astros, despite the Red Sox hitting 101 wins, the Astros still have the highest percentage winning the World Series through all the simulations that they've run on FanGraphs. They win it one out of four times, 24% of the time.
That Harrison Davinsky.
Yeah.
You know, the guys at Mr. Reliability are not. And these other guys getting Presley and Smith, and then as much as people don't want to talk about it, but on the field, Osuna's been pretty terrific.
The two guys you just named, Davinsky and Harris, probably won't be on the playoff roster.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Wow.
And he is number one.
You know, I think that everybody has knowledge of each other in this league. You know, it really comes down to, you know, the players on the field and how they execute, and then obviously, you know, how the game is played out, you know. So I don't really think about those things too much, Mark.
Bill O'Brien, when asked today about the familiarity with Mike Vrabel, on both sides, going each way, Vrabel's familiarity with the Texans and vice versa, O'Brien downplaying it. We'll talk more about O'Brien and Vrabel in the next segment. Just quick update on the injury report. Only one player for the Texans out, and it's someone who hasn't taken the field for them yet, so we don't know what we're missing with Kayvon Webster. However, a significant name on the list, John, for the Tennessee Titans, Taylor Lewan joins Jack Conklin, the bookend tackles for this team, out for the game on Sunday.
The tackles are out. They lost Delaney Walker for the year. And that's just for starters on their offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to lean heavily on Deion Lewis and Henry in the run game, quick passing game. And Corey Davis is going to have to step up and actually show why he was drafted number five overall.
Yep. All right, that's top five at five, top five stories of the day. Coming up next, the coaching matchup, O'Brien and Vrabel. We'll get into that. Also, maybe the most surprising component of the Texans in week one, they're going to need to bring it again in week two. We'll tell you what that is as well. You're listening to the Triple Threat. Sean Pendergast, Stanford Rout, and John McClain.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.